Thank you for calling customer services. It's Chandra. How may I help you?
Yes. I just filled out a survey. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was very deceptive. Not realizing that what I filled out is going to, I'm signing up for something else. So the subscription that I just filled out, I don't want this, because if I wanted the, you know, the what you are offering, I would prefer to have known that from the beginning, which I did not know. So, I mean, I thought it was a survey from Home Depot. That's the front. And then it comes up with some kind of plan. Ma'am, I don't want this plan. If I wanted something, so in other words, I'm canceling now because it's very deceptive.
Yes, ma'am. Before I do get that taken care of for you, I do have to inform you on the charge. So on today, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
It was just supposed to have been just a delivery charge of $5. If that's not the case, ma'am, y'all are canceled altogether because this is ridiculous. This is not what people are signing up for. If you want me to buy your product, then inform me from the beginning and not set up something and then find out it is something else. That's very deceptive. So I am canceling.
Okay, yes, ma'am. With that payment for the sweepstakes, it did enroll you into our meal planning app called Bites Hub. It do help with daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed about your everyday lifestyle. And it is a great app, and currently are discounting all future months to $20. But I'm understanding that you didn't properly read the terms and conditions. So what I can do for you on today is get you canceled so that you won't be getting billed any further. And I also will be able to provide a 75% refund.
What do you mean a 75? Okay, what did I just pay for? Now it said $5. That's the reason why I finished the survey. If it's more than that, ma'am, then this is very deceptive.
Yes, ma'am.
And I do know there's websites that I can go to and report this. Now, I don't know. It said something, order $59.89. No, that's not what I signed up for. And if, like I said, there was no condition or the whatever you want to call it, but there was nothing. It said $5 for the Dyson just for shipping, and that's the reason why I filled out the survey, because it was from Home Depot. I shop at Home Depot. Now, to me, like I said, that's a front. That's a deception.
Yes, ma'am. So what I
and
will...
that is not right.
Yes, ma'am. So what
I'm
I will
sorry.
Be. Yes, ma'am. So what I will be able to do for you on today is get you refunded that amount of $54.89 due to the fact that there is a non-refundable $5 setup fee.
And you know what, ma'am? I'm going to report you to not only the Better Business Bureau, but to the Federal Trade Commission that y'all are fronting people, and that's really, it's not right. So whatever I pay for, I'm going to call my credit card company, and I'm going to report y'all to them, too. That's not right. It's very deceptive. So whatever I pay for, you give me all of it back.
So one moment while I do what I can and process whatever I can for you. One moment. Okay. So I did get you canceled so that you won't be getting billed any further. I also got you refunded for that amount of $59.89. If it isn't in your account on today, it will be 3 to 5 business days. And you also will be receiving a refund confirmation sent to your email as well. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
No, ma'am. I really appreciate that because, like I said, I didn't realize this is the final, you know, step to this. To me, it's a scheme or scam or whatever you want to call it. Y'all just need to be upfront. If people want the, you know, want the product, yeah, it sounds good, and the food that I'm looking at looks good, but that's not what I signed up for. And I don't think that's, you know, right for people to end up finding out they didn't sign up for a subscription. No, no. But if this has happened, I will keep an eye on my account. And if it's not in there like you said it's going to be in it, then trust me, you will be hearing from my credit card company.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
And thank you. You're good, girl. You are good. Thank you for handling it the way you did.
Yes, ma'am.